Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple things. The following may seem like proof of a distant world falling under the sway of an ever-growing shadow, but it's just four dudes spending a summer day indoors with a microphone because, hey, why stop now? And now, this immersive experience that you can half pay attention to while doing other things.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, it's okay. I will now tell you all the things you need to know. About 2 years and maybe 4 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, that land is being conquered by the Dark Lord, who has imprisoned me and my co-hosts, are forcing us to do this podcast every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddy, by my co-host and co-captive, Usidore.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. The elves know me as Fangyalik. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And oh, friends, there may be other secret names that I dare not speak, for if I were to utter them aloud, the very walls of this tavern would shake to the ground. Aye, the very ground beneath thine feet would crack wide open. Aye, lava and hate and fire and brimstone would bubble up, engulf all nearby, and all that would be left would be a flat piece of land where there was once a town, and no one would remember you ever existed.
We should do that one. That's how we could escape Hogsface.
No one would even remember Hogsface existed. It would be entirely wiped from history. That's
including
how
us?
Powerful my name is.
So that's not how we're going to escape
Hogsface.
Nah,
we shouldn't do that.
We shouldn't do that one.
No.
Seems like a cop-out.
Does it? I don't want to be erased from history, and neither do you, I assume.
Usidore, I've noticed all of your secret names are too powerful to ever actually do anything with.
That's why they remain secret to this day.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, well, I'm also joined by my other co-host and co-captive, Chunt, the Badger Guard.
Yeah, how's it going? Shapeshifter, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Guys, big news.
Oh.
Yeah?
I got some tattoos.
What?
Across my knuckles, I got lava and hate.
No. Lava and hate?
Mm-hmm. All the guards got it, so I just thought to follow suit.
Wow.
Chunt, I know I've brought this up before, but are you becoming an actual guard, like a minion of the Dark Lord?
Yeah, don't forget, you're undercover with the guards. Don't become a guard.
But I am a guard. Wait, let me take off my beret. Let me take off my best friend's hat. Yeah, I'm a guard still. I still have the guard hat.
Yes, you are a guard, but you are working for us on our side. Yeah. You infiltrated the ranks.
Right. Yes, and that makes sense because just the other day, big news, I contacted someone to help us. I sent word from outside of Hogsface.
You did?
To try and get help.
Wonderful.
Who did you contact? It's a friend of mine. He is king of the cats. He's a Sith cat. His name's Afghani. He's one of the Malkin, which are the great cats of Foon. So I sent word to Afghani to maybe have the great cats help us out.
Hmm.
Oh, that's good news indeed.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything back yet?
Nothing yet. We actually ended on bad terms, but I'm hoping he's big enough to put that aside.
Yeah.
Because he is a giant cat, so we'll hope that that all works out.
Oh.
Have you heard of the Malkin?
I have not heard of the Malkin.
They're just magical giant cats.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they come and save us.
I'm hoping that, too.
I'm hoping that also.
But no, but seriously, though, I know we're saying it, but I'm hoping they come and save us.
No. I want them to come here to Hogsface and save us all.
And you guys, am I not being clear that I want them to come and save us?
Guys, I'm a guard. I sent word so they'll come save us. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not getting through. I want them to save us.
Wait, guys.
No, shut up for a second. Look,
I forgot we can do that.
Yes. I want the cats to come, and I want the cats to save us.
Guys, I want the cats to save us, not the guards to save us.
No, the guards aren't going to save us.
No, the guards. I want the cats to save us from the guards. Guys, I think we're just going to all have to agree to disagree on this one.
Fine.
But you know what? I'm a little more excited about. You know who else might save us? There's some resistance forces in Hogsface working to try to overthrow the Dark Lord.
What? Yes, we already spoke with Giannessa, and she revealed to us that she is putting together a group of resistance fighters, and you've had more contact with the resistance?
Yes, well, I found out that an old friend of ours is part of the resistance in Hogsface.
Pimbly Nimblebottom.
No, I don't know if Pimbly Nimblebottom is even alive.
Probably not.
Yeah, he's got it pretty bad.
I'm not sure if I care. I mean, he was practically dead. I don't mean that to sound like
he was in bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now, yeah.
Who did you speak to then? For this person, we must get a message to them, for they could help us defeat the book club.
Exactly. Well, guys, everybody close your eyes and listen and see if you recognize this voice.
Arnie.
No, not. I should have been more clear. Everybody close your eyes and don't talk.
Okay.
And see if you recognize this voice.
Making whoopee.
No. I hope that the cats come and save us.
Can we agree that the cats, want them?
That's what I want. But what do you want?
I want the cats to come save us.
Okay.
That's why I wrote to my friend the Sith Cat.
All right.
Ah, I see now.
So everybody keep your eyes closed and listen if you recognize.
And we can talk?
No, do not talk.
Don't talk.
That's Chunt. We were already talking to him.
Yes. If you recognize this voice.
Greetings from the forest.
Anything?
Can we talk?
DQ! DQ! It's Dethaniel Quenyarvan. Did I say that even close to right?
It's nice to know that despite so many changes and all the upheaval, that some things remain constant. And one of those things is the human's butchering of my name.
I'm so sorry. But, DQ...
And yet you continue to try.
I keep trying.
It's almost admirable.
It's my defining
trait. Your constant dedication to failure.
I believe he doth mean it as a form of respect to Nathaniel Quenyarvan. But forgive him for his clumsy
There's no
tongue.
Way Isidore said that right.
Nathaniel Quenyarvan.
Fiangelic pronounces it beautifully. Why was everyone's eyes closed when I sat down?
That's what Arnie told us to do. And then he said guess, but then he said don't talk. So I had a guess, but you didn't.
So for new listeners, DQ is an elf of Hogsface with a great voice, which I'm sure everybody has noticed just from listening.
Thank you, human.
And very strong legs.
Yes, I am excellent at kicking. Not so much good with lifting or anything involving upper body, but my legs are very powerful. And up until the Dark Lord's occupation, I used those legs to kick custom furniture. Unfortunately, with the Dark Lord's rise, elf-on-the-shelf furniture has been shut down.
Oh no.
That's terrible.
They shelved elf-on-a-shelf.
They put elf-on-a-shelf up on a shelf, and then they burned the shelves down.
I am so sorry to hear that. That is terrible.
Thank you.
And everything you make is so flammable to start with.
Yeah.
It's all wood, and it's very dry, and it's very old, and I kick holes in it, and I kick dents in it, and so the fire just catches and spreads.
So much air, yeah.
It went up so quickly.
Well, surely you have other skill sets. I mean, is there any hiring for, like, kick jobs or anything?
Oh, I have tried. I have sent my kick resume out to several places. And when I say good resume, it's more of me just walking around kicking things.
Sick. This speaks for itself.
This is what I can do.
Yeah.
Watch it. Are you interested in this?
Yeah.
And more so, it's people yelling at me for kicking down signs and kicking their animals. So the job prospects have not been great. And yet, as the human says, I have found other ways to occupy my time.
Oh, yes, he said that you've actually joined the resistance.
Oh, here we go. Here's the kicker.
Yes, indeed. Quiet thy voices, friends.
Should we close our eyes, too?
Yes, close your
eyes.
Okay. Human, quiet your voice completely into silence.
I forgot we could do that.
There is a resistance growing, my friends. A resistance growing here in Hog's Face. And it comes from the forest. And it comes from the very things that I have sworn were my enemies. And yet, occupation makes for strange bedfellows. And so they come from the trees themselves. You can open your eyes. And you can talk.
Wow. Amazing.
Arnie, wake up.
What did I miss? What did I miss? Can you just recap what you just said?
The human falls asleep if he cannot speak for more than a second.
It is a problem. I believe that there is some element of him verbally exposing himself that doth keep him somewhat active and awake.
I'm sorry. I've been more tired lately. I've been walking around town a little bit.
Oh.
It's exhausting.
Oh, heaven. Such exertion. Human, let me catch you up. There is a resistance. It comes from the trees. It is a tree resistance.
A tree resistance?
Yes.
Also, if you didn't pick up on that before, that was elf irony.
Yeah. Especially ironic, considering that, like, trees, aren't they, like, your sworn enemy?
Yes, in the past, I swore revenge on the tree that took away my father.
Although, probably
I got clarification on that, and it wasn't exactly how that went down, but old hatreds are hard to shake. And yet now, in these desperate times, I found that I have shaken myself completely. And indeed, I have shaken a very tree and watched the leaves fall off that tree. And in between the spaces in the leaves, I have found myself occupying those tiny spaces, going invisible to the Dark Lore's agents, and just really kicking a bunch of things.
Wow.
Hashtag Treesistence.
Hashtag Treesistence. I don't know what that means, but it sounds great.
If you are listening right now, and you have access to any kind of social media, immediately hashtag Treesistence.
Everyone will just know what it means.
Exactly. Don't add a link or explanation.
No context, just
exactly.
Hashtag Treesistence.
Yes.
And the movement grows.
Wow. So you've been hiding out in the trees and kicking things?
Indeed. I try not to kick the very trees, for they are the things that are providing me respite. And yet sometimes I cannot resist.
Sure.
And I just, I give him a good walloping. Just with the shin right into the trunk.
Oh, right in the trunk.
Getting kicked in the trunk is the worst.
Yeah.
But it feels so good if you're the one kicking.
Wait, you're kicking with your shin and not with your foot?
That's gotta be dangerous.
Yes. Well, you see, the foot is the fragile bit.
Oh.
It could just snap off or bend backwards. Oh. But a shin, I have tested it over many years of kicking, and it has become strong. And also, I cannot feel the front of them anymore.
Well, you know more about this, since you're a professional kicker.
That's true. Just don't get a shin injury.
Yes. I know it's a very specific skill in professional kickers. You know, I know you don't work that much. But you have to take care of yourself, so just be careful and don't hurt yourself.
Well, you respect the boundaries of kicking season.
Of course. Of course I respect it. Quen Yarvin. Before your shop closed, I bought a chair from you, so I have an original Quen Yarvin.
Oh, really?
Chair still in my abode.
An original Quen Yarvin?
Mm-hmm. Still in my abode if they haven't burned that to the ground, which they might not have because it's on the top of the hill outside of town.
And I thank the Fiangyalic for purchasing that chair. Do you sit in it?
Well, I don't now because they keep me in a cell here.
Mm.
The cell is too small for me to stand up in.
And so you sit not on a chair.
Right. It's more like it's sort of like they pull out a sheet and I lay down on it and they just sort of push me inside.
It's like a baking sheet in an oven.
It's like a drawer.
Drawer, that's a better description. Yeah, it's like a drawer. I'm sorry.
No. They're both.
No,
both
drawer's accurate. A better description.
They're both accurate. Yeah.
Look, what I'm saying is it's like a drawer.
No,
look, what I'm trying to. Forget it.
That sounds terrible, Fiangyalic. I wish for this occupation to end, and I will kick you all manner of furniture for all manner of sitting and standing and lying down in any position you wish your body to be in. I will kick something for it.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I very much look forward to that day. when all the men and women and children of Foon are free and can look up toward the sky and see the very sun in the sky beating down upon them and know that they are free from the influence of that evil Dark Lord. Oh, how I do wish the light to pierce his dark cloud and set it free.
As do I. And yet the thing with the resistance is that it is small, and we don't really know what our goals are. Mm. I mean, we know what our large objective is,
yeah.
But you have to break that down into smaller, accomplishable goals.
Sure.
And that's a little fuzzy for us right now. So it's mostly a lot of me running around and kicking, and then just sort of nebulous planning.
You know, you should try a sprint where you just set some short-term goals for that week, and then you do a sprint that week of trying to, like, get those things accomplished. And that will help you with your larger goals along the way.
Oh, I will not take advice on sprinting from someone who brags of walking.
Fair. Totally fair. Who are some of the other people in the Tresistance? Like, do we know other people that are also helping to defeat the Dark Lord?
I worry to speak their names aloud, for the Dark Lord's agents around us at all points, and yet there is one that you know very well. In fact, he has been placed outside this very tavern this whole time.
This whole time?
Yes.
Fleek? The weird guy who sells his teeth?
He was with us for like a day.
Oh, really?
And it did not work out.
No, I wouldn't imagine that it would.
He wouldn't be helpful.
No.
No, very little in terms of actionable attributes.
Did you buy some teeth, though? He has nice teeth.
I bought a couple.
Fleek's the kind of person you're like, hey, Fleek, go help the Dark Lord, because he's probably going to be counter-effective.
Indeed. No, in this Tresistance, I have been partnered with someone. Yes, in the ultimate of, as you say, elf irony. Partnered with someone that I swore I would never work with and, in fact, vowed to hate.
Let's close our eyes, not talk, and try and guess.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Jess.
Clax.
Is it time for me to talk?
Yes, friend. Speak your piece.
I shall, brother. I will speak and walk with you into the fires of the hottest fire.
You can open your eyes.
Oh, Tree!
Hello, Arne.
Cabaron?
Yeah.
Cabaron?
Just call him Tree.
You do not need to label me with a name, for I can feel the spirit of which you call me.
Yeah, Cabaron, the talking tree.
Ah, yes, that's me.
The human cannot pronounce any names.
Ah, yes, humans have tough talking but good walking.
We've said tree so many times, I guess I should have guessed it was going to be you.
Has my friend DQU told you all about the Tresistance?
A little bit.
Yeah,
hashtag Tresistance.
Do you Tresist?
I would like to Tresist.
Yeah.
We've once been enemies, but now we are from the same vine, are we not?
Yes, indeed. There are times when I will climb up into trees' branches and he will walk the forest. And I will scout looking for agents of the Dark Lord. It's really comfortable up there.
And sometimes we talk about our dreams or what our childhood were like.
That's true.
What are some of those conversations like when you're just talking about your dreams and your childhoods?
Well, we both are bonded with heartbreak.
Yes.
Do you know this? Do you know what it's like when your heart breaks?
I mean, I have lava and hate tattooed on my knuckles,
no,
so...
lava. Is it liquid or solid?
I think it's...
Is it gas?
It's not gas.
It's not
I
gas.
Would know if it's gas. I think it's still liquid.
Oh, but then it hardens into solid, which is the worst of the states of matter.
Mm. As our hearts have hardened against the Dark Lord, and from the pain of the past, we bond ourselves.
When the Dark Lord takes what you love the most, you find brotherhood in the person you most likely would never find it likely.
Now, you mentioned you don't have specific goals, so that you're spending a lot of time kicking Nathaniel and Cabaron. What is your day-to-day like, if you're not exactly sure what the Tresistance is all about?
Well, we spend a lot of time together, me and DQU, and then when he sleeps, I look for the Dark Lord for revenge.
You're just looking for him?
Well, or people who know him, or, like, clues.
Oh, yes, I love clues.
Yes, but I have not found any. But I look for people who might want to join the Tresistance, and I think I have found family on this day, have we not?
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. We give each other fun nicknames.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
What are four of the nicknames?
DQU is one.
It stands for Nathaniel Quinyarvan United.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that.
For we are united in our cause against the Dark Lord.
I thought maybe it was just because Q is always followed by U.
Yes, that's how it started at first, because anytime there's Q, there has to be a U, which is crazy. And then he was united for our front against the Dark Lord.
Mm-hmm. One.
Sometimes I just call him Branches.
Two.
Yes.
Two.
That's playful.
I call him former enemy.
Three.
Three.
It's a little on the nose.
This is a little passive aggressive, frankly.
I think it's just aggressive.
We must always remember the past so we can know what brought us to this place.
If you do not forget the past, then you no longer get a present.
And now you can just laugh about it.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
The legendary Roots crew.
Four.
And I call him the Arrow Man.
Five.
That one is actually a little passive-aggressive tree, because you know I'm not great with the bow and arrow.
But I do
love... We talked about this.
But every time you're down, I give you your chocolate arrows and you feel good again.
DQ, have you ever kicked tree?
Yes.
Yes, sometimes.
Has he ever... Do mountains get cold?
I don't know, do they?
I don't know.
I think most do, unless according if it's in the south.
Yes, mountains do get cold.
Sometimes I kick tree. Yes. When he allows it, I always ask for permission.
Yes, I always consent to kicking, and then I love it.
And you kick him with your shins.
Right with the shin, right on the trunk. Both of our limbs are strengthened by the other's punishment.
There was one time that I kicked him with my roots, and it hurt him in a way that I felt guilty about for weeks. And I'm still kind of living with it.
We're working our relationship day by day.
Yes.
Guys, I've got to say, I was very excited to learn that there's some resistance forces in Hogsface that were maybe going to help us get any more idea of how to defeat the Dark Lord, but it just seems like you guys have just been out in the forest playing slap-ass with each other.
Sometimes goals are relationship first.
That's right.
And we need to work on those first before we can work as a unit.
Oh, there was one time we captured a guard.
Yes,
he was a scouting in the forest, and we captured him, and we interrogated him.
Yes, we said, what is your name?
He didn't respond for a while,
uh-huh.
So we had to do the old interrogation routine.
Yes. Oh,
wonderful. We did the old elf cop, tree cop.
Yes, and I was the, classic. And I was the tree cop.
Oh, makes sense.
You went that way with it.
Yes. And I said, uh-oh, you think I'm bad, but wait till you see DQU. His dad is gone.
And then I came in and I said, would you like some water to drink? Play it real nice, like he thought I was going to be bad, but oh, I'm nice, so now he's off guard. And then I kick him in the face.
Jizz. And then I said, I wish I could stop him, but I can't. And then I turned away, and then I heard screams, and he still won't tell me what happened.
He probably kicked him with his shins.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Oh, inverted world. That is terrifying.
Yes, that reminds me. Whenever you're about to kick someone with your shins, do you first say, listen to this?
And then you kick them and they're blown away?
It changes their life.
Yes, wonderful.
Have you ever slid down a chute too narrow?
No.
Guys, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Guys, I grabbed us some hot bread for the table. So now we're back here with DQ, Hot Eats, and a cool tree.
Oh. Yes, indeed, my shape-shifting friend. Every day the resistance grows.
Is that Chaunt?
That's Chaunt. Yeah, let me take off my guard hat so you just see the
Chaunt!
Crown. Yes.
How have you been?
Good, we've been talking for a while.
I didn't know it was you because you were a different form. Like, it was winter time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, what was I then?
You were a slightly different looking badger.
That's right.
Yes.
I apologize.
The uniform and the tattoos make you a different person.
I'm a little hardened.
Yeah. Oh, I know how that is.
But I'm still the same person. And let me ask you guys, what do you say to people that say that tree resistance is futile?
We say, maybe now, but hopefully not in the future.
With every new tree that joins, with every new leg that grows. The tree resistance grows stronger, and we'll figure out what we have to do.
Yes. They said the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is like now.
Oh.
I don't know what the third time is. Probably...
the future.
Yeah, probably like in a week.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, of course.
Why do you not leave this place?
Oh, well, you see, I am also part of my own resistance. and I here have been given a magic-reducing potion that cut off mine powers,
no.
But I was able to find access to them again by accessing the very shadows within the drawer where I am kept. I, and then, I became a powerful wizard again, but I still play the part of a feeble old man so that I can hear the guards speak and gather wisdom and information, and soon I shall have enough intelligence that I shall be able to strike out and defeat the Dark Lord and join your resistance.
And a lot of that listening happens while you're in your drawer?
Yeah, just sort of like whoever's walking by, I'm like, what's going on out there?
But you could leave if you wanted.
Oh, yes.
What?
What?
You could leave if you wanted?
Oh, yeah, you absolutely.
Can you dance if you want to?
Would you leave your friends behind?
Yes, I
would. Wait, bro, don't leave us behind.
This does not sound safe.
We cannot leave. It is the time here, now, where I must gather information to fight the Dark Lord, for he snuck upon us and surprised us before.
Why don't we just escape? Why don't we just all escape?
Where shall we escape? There is nowhere left to escape to. They might think me defeated. They may think me diminished. But I tell thee, for not one moment this be true. I shall learn all I need to learn. Then file away into my brain. These things will begin to coalesce into a plan. The very plan that the two of you seek. Aye, and then I shall call everyone forth and we shall ride.
We could go to Fingaria, probably.
We can't go to Fingaria.
No, I think he's trying to say we can't go to Fingaria.
There's nowhere left to go.
Has the Dark Lord taken over Fingaria, too?
I don't know, but I assume.
We think so.
We took a road trip.
It was fun. It had its ups and its downs, but mostly ups.
Learning to travel together is a new phase of a relationship.
It's very tough. Oh, say a rose and a thorn of the trip.
A rose is a good thing, and a thorn is a bad thing.
Yes.
Ah.
A rose of the trip is when you let me choose the music for the second leg.
It was so hard, but I'm happy I did it.
And by choosing the music, he let me sing the songs. A thorn, I would say, is probably on the second night when I wanted to sleep up in your branches, and you said you were tired, and so you made me go sleep on the ground, and it was by a river, and my cloak got wet.
Yes, but it's not all branch sleeping fun time. We need our space sometimes.
I know, but you've got plenty of them right there. You barely notice when I'm up in there.
But you know, I know what branches you went for, and you didn't go for just sleep branches. You went for the fun hangout branches.
They're so fun to hang out in.
I know, but I get tired. I had a busy day in the next day.
Are you guys dating?
No, we can't. Our hearts are both broken, and we are both helping each other.
Okay, just checking in.
You say a rose and a thorn.
My thorn was actually that same night, because I felt bad of how I talked to you, and my rose was moonlight marshmallows.
Wow, moonlight marshmallows?
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
It was so fun. We got marshmallows, which we were like, should we? And we're like, why not? And we did it. It was a full moon, and we told stories of our past.
That's beautiful. And I love the way you guys handle this in terms of, like, every rose has its thorn.
Yes, that's what they say.
That's every good thing has a bad thing.
Yeah, that is true. If something good happens to you, watch out.
Yeah.
Something bad going to happen.
Might be, you know, nice drink might be poison.
Yeah, yes. Every time it rains, it's sunny soon.
Yeah, I like that.
That is beautiful and wise, Caparon. Oh. I thank thee for thy wisdom.
And I thank thee for thy resistance. Nay, treesistance.
Aye, and I am buoyed by the fact that we now have two hashtags to defeat the Dark Lord with.
What's the first hashtag?
I'm with tree. We've been trying that one out. And it's gotten some traction.
I feel a little bit left out, to be honest, because the hashtag only features tree and nothing about DQ.
Well, let's do...
I gotta say, DQ, none of the names of any of this stuff have elf or you in them at all.
Hank or any other listeners, if you're going to tweet treesistance, if you don't want to do that, maybe just @ the shins, and that'll be yours.
Excellent.
If you want to reach Arnie Usador, you can just do hashtag men with hats.
Yes. Men with hats and shins.
Because we all have best friend hats and berets.
And Jen, you've got so many hats now.
So many hats.
Aye. And if you wish to help me get my powers back, you can tweet at me @UsadorTheBlue with the hashtag Give Usador the bird.
And you can tweet me @Chunt. That's Chunt with 6 T's.
And you can tweet at me @Magic Tavern, but I don't tweet a bunch. So don't bother.
Caparon.
Yes.
How many tweets do you get? I imagine you have a lot of birds in your
I do get many branches. Birds. It is seasonal. So sometimes I get birds. I get too many squirrels now. It feels like the Dark Lord has brought in squirrels more than birds.
Sometimes I try to kick the birds while they're tweeting, but they're very high off the ground.
Oh, yes, that would be a problem.
Tree, what are some of the effects of the Dark Lord that only the creatures of the forest would notice?
Oh, you know, bats?
Yeah, I've heard of bats.
They no longer go in caves. They go in our holes with woodpeckers. So woodpeckers and bats are becoming friends, which is
what?
A spicy combination.
It seems, I don't know how it's bad, but it seems like it would be.
Oh, now. It's very bad because they go rat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, and bats can only hear real good.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah, no.
Oh, I love birds, and I must speak to the woodpeckers. I must get a message to them and tell them, don't team up with the bats. Bats are evil.
Bats are evil?
Just like orcs. Every single one of them.
Well, I have a lot of friends that are bats, but I don't know. I guess.
You have friends who are bats?
Yes, they're fine, but when they come into my tree and live with woodpeckers, and they're like, oh, no.
All right, this
is happening.
I was grasping at straws there. Maybe all bats aren't evil.
You grasp at straws?
Yes.
Yeah, here, try some.
For what? Oh, look at them.
Just on the table.
In jail, you have so many straws.
Yes, it's the only way they'll let us drink. They don't like us using our hands.
Deku, that reminds me of us.
Not using your hands?
Yes, well, grasping for straws, feeling like you're in jail, when you realize friendship is the key that gets you out of your own jail.
Yes. If I were like you, Fianyelic, I would think that this tree were evil, just like you think all bats are. And yet here we are. Friends. Partners in resistance.
He is my emergency contact.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, Arnold, there is some important lesson to be learned here. I, if even Nathaniel Quinyarvin can learn to love a tree, can I learn to love an orc?
Probably not.
That's
going a bit far, probably.
No?
Yeah.
All right.
But, like, you could be friends or, like...
And the orcs are actively enslaving us and capturing us on behalf of the Dark Lord.
Aye, but at one point, these two would have been mortal enemies. Perhaps the way to defeat our enemies is to make them our friends.
DQ, is Tree your emergency contact?
I've been meaning to get around to changing the forms.
Oh, this is awkward. Oh.
But I've just been having so much fun running around in the forest.
Wow.
I haven't gotten around to it.
Oh, I will let you drink from the forgiveness pool, and I do not hold it against you, for if an emergency were to happen to you, I would already be contacted because I'd be there.
See, look at this.
It's beautiful.
That's from a tree.
And you guys aren't dating?
No.
Okay.
No. Our hearts were broken, and we're having a year of just doing us.
Just us.
Yeah. I always
just tree, just DQ.
I always say, do you DQ? And that's what I say to him, to pump him up.
Chunt, sometimes male friendships can be complicated. They don't have to mean that they're dating. Which reminds me, have you gotten any banging buds?
This is a new segment wherein fans of the show, such as they are, we think there are upwards of 10 now, send in stories that are sensual in nature, but not explicitly sexual.
But what are the parameters?
No ass to mouth.
No, an ass to a mouth? What a world.
No PTA.
Oh, and I hate the schools.
The other PTA.
Oh.
No DVM.
DVM? What's DVM?
No XLR. No FTQPN.
What about DQTREE?
Yes, that's always welcome.
Okay, cool.
All right, here's a Bangin' Buds. This is actually with the title The Open Box. I'm going to have Usador read it, just so he can kind of get his sensual voice going.
Ah, yes. The opened box. The fire was cracking against the hearth. The heat was warming the Chunt's back as he, Arnie, and Usador. They looked into the red light of the microphone. Peanuts yelled out, Chunt. Arnie said, I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. Shut up, gaffed Usador. We were doing our getting nuts, not the other ridiculousness. As Usador said that, the fire caught Chunt's eyes. Usador looked deeply into the flames. Chunt responded. Then the fire and all light went out.
Wow, what a way with words.
Elves live long enough to know that everything is temporary and all will vanish away into nothingness as the stream does into the river. And yet, that still probably could have used a second pass.
So,
that was from AJ.
Okay. But, we can't be sure that's his name. He could have typed those letters all wrong. But thank you, AJ.
What a beautiful sentiment.
Thank you for the story.
Arnie, have you gotten any emails?
Yeah, let's see here.
You seem unsure.
No, I do. Let's see here. You can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one. Arnie, I'm a huge fan of your podcast, and I'm so sorry to hear about your current situation with the Dark Lord currently taking Orphoon. I know you have said before that you are not religious, but I know Usador believes in the goddess Fu, U, and Un, who, as the creators of Foon, must be more powerful than the Dark Lord. My question is it possible that even now, the three goddesses could ride out from their abode in the West and lead a great host with them to do battle with and or throw... This person is really trying to throw a lot
of ores
in
there.
Is
that from AJ as well?
Or throw the Dark Lord that hath imprisoned you. Or are they not into that sort of thing? Thanks, and my prayers be with you as well, Jacob.
Well, they have already sent me as their emissary, and many of the other wizards are here to do their bidding. They work sometimes in ways that are not obvious to those mere mortals of this world, so their agents are everywhere already.
So you're saying Fu, U, and Un help those who help themselves?
Aye, very true. For Fu, U, and Un work in ways that are sometimes confounding but totally make sense in the long run because they just don't want to, like, get into the mix of it themselves.
And don't forget that Afghani and the giant cats may come save us.
And the great two of the great blue tigers are still out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And now Nathaniel and Cabarone are going to help as well.
Consider me part of the resistance, please, guys.
Oh, we will. We always will, Chomp.
And since I'm a guard, we might need to code our language a little bit. So, Cabarone, if you ever need my help, here's what I want you to yell at me, okay? And I want you to practice this. I want you to just yell, okay, I'm reloaded.
Okay, I'm reloaded.
That's all you have to do, and I'll come help.
Yes, I say that all the time.
You could also maybe yell, your womb is polluted.
Your womb is polluted.
That works.
Yes, I two code words for the same thing. Does DQ get any code words?
No.
You'll be together anyway.
Yes, we will, doing fun things, doing theme days.
Oh, what
sort of theme days do you do?
Well, sometimes we do new chapters, or... That's where we try something we've never done before. To be adventurous, gets outside of our comfort zones.
Which brings us to our new segment, New Chapters.
Okay. This week, our New Chapters theme was, I was going to work on apologizing.
And I was going to work on punching.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
It's very tough for both of us, because I do not think that an apology should be an admission of guilt, but a show of empathy.
And my arms are weak.
We have a gift for you guys.
What?
Oh, thank you.
Is this another hat?
A gift from the Resistance.
Jess, will you give for them? It's in my topest branch.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wow. Look at him scurry up there.
It's all leg work.
No, I said,
yeah, I've never seen someone climb with all legs.
He's not even using his hands. He's just...
I said the topest branch.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wonderful dismount.
Here you are.
It is a fruit.
A fruit?
Wow.
Not ripened yet, but it will be ripened very soon.
Oh, shouldn't have pulled it off, I guess.
No, this is the type of fruit that, like, it gets too ripe?
Put it on your counter next to some other fruit. In, like, a couple of days, it'll be good.
You can draw it or forget about it, but then remember it.
And what wonderful gifts of power shall this fruit imbue to us?
This is the thing. We do not know what sustenance it shall bring. It is dependent upon the ether and consumer. It'll give you what you need, but not what you want.
Can't always get what you need, but sometimes you can get what you want.
The fruit does the opposite.
Oh, it does the opposite?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta say, I would rather get what I want than what I need.
Yes, me too, but that's something I'm working on as well.
Well, let me give you guys a gift.
Uh-huh.
Here are some straws.
I will grasp at them,
and I will drink through them.
Think of these as symbols of the resistance, just so we don't draw attention to ourselves. Just keep a straw behind your ear or something, or a cabarone in your hole.
I will use that straw for breathing, for another of our themed days is underwater.
Yes,
All day?
That's fun.
All day.
We go underwater and we see what treasures and trash we find.
Wonderful. Well, I too then shall use my great magics to form you a gift. Bing! A branch saddle.
For riding.
Yes, you can wear this saddle so that your friend may ride upon you more easily.
We were doing bear branch, and now you can have a saddle.
Finally, my legs have been so sore from straddling your branches.
I thank thee for all of the years of service your legs have given me.
This will be great for our other themed day, friendship.
Oh.
That's every day.
And I have a gift for you guys.
Arnie.
Oh, no.
I made some overalls for Chunt and I. And Chunt never wore his overalls. So I'm just going to give you guys the overalls that I made.
Chunt, why you not wear overalls?
Here, give it to me. Look at this.
It's ridiculous.
To be fair, it's way too big.
They're my size.
Way too big.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get you out. There you go.
It's like being inside a tent.
Yeah. So maybe these can help the tree resistance in some way.
Jess, we'll be over all the time.
Thank you, Caperone. Thank you, Nathaniel Quenyarvin.
And thank you, Fianyalik. Chunt.
A thousand moons of
me
graciousness.
Human, you were here as well.
I was. Yeah, you were here.
I was here.
Way to go.
DQ, I invite you to treat this human like Usador will treat the orcs.
You are saying that he could be a friend?
One day, maybe.
Or at least casual acquaintance.
Crazier things have happened. Look at us.
DQ, tree used to be your mortal enemy. Someday, you might be riding around on me in the woods.
Oh, you had it and you lost it.
How can so much vivid detail and meticulous character work fit into 45 minutes? You can almost hear Orson Welles saying, "War of the Worlds, what a swing and a miss." Usador may sound like a powerful wizard, but he's only Matt Young, a Chicago actor probably even now reading some audition copy about aluminum siding and being given the direction, "Less give up-y." Chunt the shapeshifting badger is just Adol Refai, who's realizing what's worse than Matt's audition? Not being called in for it. DQ, the kicking elf, was played by special guest Tim Ryder. Tim wrote and performed on the new episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000, currently on Netflix. He's also part of the upcoming MST3K Live Watch Out for Snakes tour this summer. Tickets are available at mst3k.com/tour. Cabaron Valentin, the talking tree, was played by John Sabine. John performs regularly with the Improvised Shakespeare Company and the late 90s at Chicago's IO Theater. If you enjoy John's special brand of partially following the conversation, check out his series of pamphlets, Tuning Out with Sabine, available exclusively in the lobbies of Chicago Park buildings everywhere. Well, Craig, I'm off to request an audience with the Bunker High Command. Why not grease up those baby smooth palms and give this epilogue the happy ending it deserves?
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Don't forget, you're not a real Magic Tavern fan until you have sent us some money. So go to podswag.com, where Earwolf's new store is, and you can get some awesome Magic Tavern stuff. We've got shirts, we've got that awesome new set of cool Magic Tavern refrigerator magnets, where you can like dress up Arnie, and he needs it. He needs some help. And a lot of other cool stuff. So that's podswag.com for Magic Tavern stuff and all of Earwolf's other cool stuff. Which reminds me, thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.